Hello, podcast listeners. This is your host, RBW King, back with another episode of the RBW King podcast. This is episode 78. This episode is titled Fuck Longhorn because they pissed me off. Technically, when I was hired in to do Longhorn about 7-8 months ago, I was hired to do 13 an hour. And then they didn't consult with me until... They didn't really consult with me into doing this, but I was technically hired to do utility. I wasn't hired for anything else other than utility slash dishwashing. The utility slash dishwasher position at Longhorn pays $13 an hour. Then on Monday when I showed up to work, they told me that I'm no longer going to be doing utility and that they threw me as a host, which I did not apply for. I do not agree with being a host. I don't want to be a host. And so now, they're fucking me over on my money, because when I was working as utility, I was making 13. As a host, I'm making only 6 an hour, and then I gotta rely on tips to make up for what I'm losing now. So basically, I told people at work, I said, this isn't what I applied to. I said, because they did this shit to me without really consulting me, that I'm gonna fucking quit and find something else. So I've been looking for other jobs the past week. I had an interview with Whole Foods last week. I haven't heard anything back yet on that one. I said I'll give it till tomorrow. If they don't call back, then I know I didn't get it. But then tomorrow I have an interview with Cracker Barrel, and hopefully that goes well. I applied to be a cleanup crew at Cracker Barrel. So, I don't know what their pay for a cleanup crew member is, but I am not happy with being a host because you basically are fucking me over out of my money now. So basically, I'm not gonna deal with this shit. Now, on my new YouTube channel that I started, it's a review channel, I'm up to 23 subscribers, so that's somewhat okay, but not a lot. I said within 3 weeks of it, I said it's been 23 subscribers in 3 weeks isn't too bad. I finished off my Les Miserables book last week, and I started a whole new book called It, and within a week of reading It, I'm up to page 236, so that's not too bad. And I worked my way up to season 9 of Criminal Minds, but I'm still pissed off and I'm still fuming about being switched from freaking utility to freaking host. I said if I wanted to be a host, I would have applied to it, and I didn't. So but I'm still fuming over it. And this is why a lot of people are walking out on the job, because they're switching people's pay, and they're switching you to a different position that you didn't apply to. And I said, for one, if I wanted to be a host, I would have applied to that, and I didn't. So, I got turned down from 3 jobs already. Like, I got turned down at Target, I got turned down at this company called Wheels, and I got turned down at Cooper's Hawk. So I'm going to keep applying for jobs until something comes along. And right now, it's like, everybody keeps saying that they're hiring, but then, and then you do the interview, and then they never fucking call you back. My sister and her boyfriend were having this problem. Basically, they're looking for jobs, and they're not getting any calls back. But all these people are saying that they're short-staffed, and that they don't have nobody. But yeah, and then you're also interviewing people, but you're not hiring them. And my original intent was to go to freaking Shareable, but if you're gonna have me host at Shareable, then I'm not gonna go. Because I didn't sign up to be a host. So I would like to tell my manager, if I'm gonna fucking transfer to Shareable, take me off a host, because it's not what I applied to, and put me back at my original position, which is fucking utility slash dishwasher. And then if you don't, then there's no point for me to go to freaking Shareable. I'm gonna quit and put my notice in, and then get another job. And then there's, eventually I was doing the live stream on freaking, I haven't done my live stream for, Instagram yet, but they're not gonna be happy with this shit either. At least my base that I have a following on Instagram, and they're not gonna be happy once I tell them this either. And then because if I do list pay, so now my pay is going to be, now I'm not going to be getting 13 anymore, so now it's going to drop from 13 to 6. And because I was originally contributing 10% to my 401k, and the only reason why I was doing that was because I was making 13 an hour, which is why I was contributing 10%. But because you're dropping me from 13 to 6, which is a $7 loss in my paycheck, then I had to drop my 401k percentage because now I can't afford to put 10% in. So I dropped it from 10 to 1%. Because unless I get another job that has a 401k, then I can. So basically, I can't afford to be putting, I can't afford to be putting 10% in now because of this. And right now, I said I can't find a job that really pays any good. The most recent job I applied to was BJ's, and it's a restaurant that opened up in my area about a year ago, and they're claiming that you can make 11 an hour as a host, but obviously I doubt that because a host makes only 6, especially at Longhorn. So I doubt that a host at BJ's would make 11. Takeout specialists, which is like the to-go servers, that's 12 an hour. At Longhorn, they make only 10. A line cook makes 15. Don't a line cook at Longhorn makes 17. There's no pay on a bartender because it doesn't say so. Usually with any job, I just keep applying until I find something. Let's see what we got here. Right now, I haven't heard anything back on my Whole Foods application last week. But it's either I get the job or I don't. We had a big snowstorm come in yesterday, so we're kind of snowed in. And I'm supposed to go out for a job interview tomorrow, so hopefully the snow is cleared up by then. I had to get a new phone. I got it last week, only because my phone that I had, the one before, stopped charging altogether, so it wasn't charging properly, and I couldn't get my phone to maintain a proper charge. So I ordered a new phone, and they still hit me up for a big, like a $70 fucking, what they call insurance fee, like the warranty thing. And I got a new back case for it and a new screen protector for it. So it's a blue case. It's a military grade type phone case. And the screen protector is what they call tempered glass. And with this phone, it has a little stand on it so that you can stand the phone up, and it makes it easier for when you do videos. So it works for me on that way. On my Patreon channel, on my Patreon page, I got 2 contributors so far. Hopefully there'll be a few more down the line. But I got like so on the Patreon channel, I said I made $9 in last month with the 2. But hopefully maybe there'll be a few more people contributing down the line so I can make a little bit more money on the side. as an alternative to Longhorn fucking me over. But that's another thing we're gonna have to work on, trying to find other jobs. I've been looking as hard as I can, but it's not always easy when you don't have a lot of these jobs say, "Oh, you gotta have this, you gotta have that." One of the jobs I was going to apply to said you had to have forklift experience. I said, "Well, that's out because I don't do forklift." And then to top it all off, I said a lot of these jobs that a lot of these jobs with like with these grocery stores, they don't have anything in stock right now." I said, "Everybody's been hitting up the damn stores, and people are taking pictures of like all these shelves that are just empty inside the stores, especially like Meijer and Aldi, and all this other shit, and Walmart. They've had nothing." Here we go, Red Lobster. "Assist a hiring for utility worker, but it does not say if you does not say if you get hold on here. It says you got some benefits, but it doesn't say anything about a 401k or paid vacation." I do love Red Lobster. I said, "But if it doesn't have utility, if it doesn't have 401k or paid vacation, then there's not any reason for me to apply. Round the clock is hiring in East Chicago, Indiana, for like 11 to 15 an hour. A person that makes hamburgers at Red Robin, they're hiring for 16 an hour. Then there's a car wash hiring. There's a couple of them. Easy Clean Car Wash, hiring for $14.50 an hour, and then the Crew Car Wash in Marables, hiring for $16 an hour. If I'm gonna be doing a job, I said, now to make up for the money I'm losing, it has to be anywhere between 14 or more. Yeah, but another problem is that so many jobs you gotta have a license for, and I don't have one. Even Aldi's hiring for $15.50 an hour, and then they have like the one where it's the distribution center in Valpo, Indiana, and the distribution center is hiring for $19.50. Problem is, I'm not gonna go to Valpo. Now, if I had my own license, it'd be different. Yeah, a lot of these jobs are fucking not paying enough for me to even go. Damn. But oh well, I said I'm gonna have to keep looking until I find something. Hopefully this job at hopefully this job at Cracker Barrel tomorrow goes well, and they give me what I'm gonna ask for. I did listen to this band called Earth Crisis the other day, because somebody told me to do a review on them for my channel. So I did the one review, and then I did a sec and then I listened to their other album called Slither, because somebody also mentioned that. So I listened to the album Slither the other day, and it was like a 43-minute album, and that wasn't too bad either. But with Slither, it's the fourth album that Earth Crisis has done. And it says that particular album Slither was similar was had pop that the album ventured into the new metal sound that was popularized by the 90s metal bands like Korn, Slipknot, Biohazard, and Machine Head. I listened to the whole album and it wasn't too bad. It had like 13 songs on it. And the album was praised for its heavy was heavily praised for its mosh pit worthy material. And it also was praised for its strong harmonies to boot. But still, usually albums will get criticized or they will also be praised. Their album was praised up to a point, and then other people had criticized it. But it's all based on what you're into. I did my good deed for today in the aspect of, see, I live in an apartment complex, so every now and then we'll get people knocking on our door asking if we have shovels, even if it's one or two, and they will ask, do you have a shovel so they can shovel themselves out? So this guy had knocked on my door when I was in the kitchen making coffee, and so the next door neighbor in my apartment complex knocked on my door, and I opened up. And he asked, do you have a shovel that I can borrow, because his car was buried in snow. And so basically, I let him borrow the shovel and he brought it back. And then as a praise of gratitude, he said, if you or your mom need anything, just let me know. Like basically, my mom's car snowed in. So basically tomorrow in the morning, I got to go out there and try to shovel it out so that I can get to my interview. And I'm planning on taking a shower in the morning anyway, so that... Because usually for me, when I do job interviews, I usually would take showers before going, just so I could look presentable for when I go. I'm not going to be making 13 now. And to show how gay my brother is, I was at Meijer the other day, and my mom spotted it just to show how gay my brother is. There was a wallet that we picked up, and it had Baby Yoda on it. And because my brother is gay and he likes Baby Yoda, it's like basically he wants to fuck Baby Yoda because he's always posting shit about Baby Yoda every fucking day. So that's that. And me and my mom got in the conversation about this movie called Schindler's Fist. Or Schindler's List or something like that. And what's funny about this is that I've had the movie for a couple years now, and not once have I watched it. And my mom's like, well, why haven't you? I said, because I've been busy. She's like, busy with what? I said, filming YouTube videos and other shit. And then also, sometimes I work 50 to 60 hours a week, sometimes 30 to 40. Of course, if I'm going to be doing another job that pays more money, I try to get as much hours as I can to make up for what I'm losing now. And the Chicago Bulls won yesterday. It's their 32nd win of the season. But technically, they should have had about 40 wins by now, because they did lose a few games that they should have won. My college team won the other day. I don't know when they play again. Let's see here. Oh, tonight. Says they're playing Wisconsin. Oh, that's going to be a tough one. My college team, Illinois, is 15-5, while Wisconsin is 17-3. So somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose. Hopefully Illinois wins and Wisconsin loses, but there's no guarantee. I'll have to keep an eye on that game. See, I don't have cable, so I gotta watch everything, so I gotta look at everything on my phone. Until I can find another job that pays good, then I can't put my cable back on because I'm missing a lot of my games, and that's what I'm pissed off about, because I can't watch my baseball games, I can't watch my basketball games, and I'm missing out on a lot of shit. Just like I'm missing out on my TV show, too. And just to let people know, somebody on Facebook got their panties in a wad, so I basically got banned from Facebook for like a month, all because somebody got triggered because I stated facts. Here, I'm trying to get something on my phone going here. So, on my new YouTube channel, it says I got 23 subscribers, which isn't bad, that's a start. And I'm looking at the analytics and the aspect of how many views each video got. The first video I posted was an introduction video, which got 64 views. My second video was about a movie, like a movie review called Cruising, that starred Al Pacino. One of my favorite actors, anyway. And that video got 13 views, so that one didn't do that good. But 13 views is better than nothing, but it should have had more. Now, the one video that's got the most views is Destroy the Machines. The Destroy the Machines review. And that video got 71 views. I probably will do a video on that channel tomorrow about the book I just finished. So we'll have that. And then I will also probably go live on Instagram tomorrow talking about my job interview with Cracker Barrel, and hopefully that goes good, because I need the extra money, because now Longhorn's fucking me over by dropping me from 13 to 6. I'm not happy about it. My mom's not happy about it. None of my family's really happy about it. But I can't quit Longhorn until I find another job. But I told people at my job, I said, this is bullshit. I was like, I didn't apply to be a host. And so I told my work wife, Aaliyah, I said, they just fucked me over here. And so I told her that they're dropping me from utility to hosting, and that's not what I want to do. So I told her, I said, I might be fucking quitting. I said, I'm not doing this shit. I was going to do a couple errands today, but obviously I can't do that with all the snow being out there. So we're kind of snowed in. My mom said she wasn't going anywhere anyway, and I don't blame her with all this fucking snow. The only thing I went out for today was to do my laundry. That's why I was going back and forth today, because I need to have something to wear for tomorrow when I go for the interview. But I just keep looking for jobs and hoping that maybe I will find something. Somebody on Twitter is triggered. On my Twitter account, I got 706 tweets going from January of going from a few weeks back. Yeah, there isn't really a whole lot to talk about today because I'm just pissed off about this shit. So, we're just gonna go and play a couple songs. Let's see if I can find the song I'm looking for. Here's one. Oh,
I stay up in my songs, I swear to God it's true. I put it on my three kids that they died in front of you. Listen up, this is nothing that I wanna brag about. I did a lot of dirt when I was young, I cannot talk about. I used to shoot my gun for no reason, we could've talked it out. It ain't about being the hardest, it's about being the smartest. It's not about conducting violence, it's about moving in silence. Do what you gotta do, just make sure your kids is always smiling. Instead of buying diamonds, I'd rather buy them some presents. I used to dwell on my past, but now I live in the present. I gotta persevere, I got demons up in here. I don't even talk to myself no more, cause I know they hear everything that I say, and they move with me throughout the day. God, I need you now, come brighten up my day. Please show me the light, cause all I see is the dark. Forgive me, Father, I have sinned, and this is coming right from my heart. I must have sold a million dimes. I was selling drugs all the time. And I'm sorry, Mama, for the pain you went through. I'm sorry, I promise, what I did was for you. Look, I never wanna see my kids sell a drug, and that's for sure. It's a horrible feeling when DEA is at your door. They point a gun at you and your wife and put your kids on the floor. I don't know no other way, I cannot be scrubbing floors. Before I get a job, I'd rather get my gun and rob a store. I'm tired of committing crime, man, this shit is getting old. I got a lot of beef in the streets, I'm just gonna let it go. But if they try to take my life, I swear to God, I'll let it blow. I'ma flee the scene and make it look like someone robbed your blow. When it come to drugs and the murder, it's gonna be case closed. But fuck the bullshit, I empty out this full clip. I drive away like it ain't shit, and then I smoke a full zip. Mama, I know I made you mad. I know the actions that I made in my life made you sad. I just wanted to pay your bills, I just wanted to pay your car. I just wanted to have you feeling like you was a superstar, and that's what you are. Do not let them tell you different. When they used to talk about your son, you would say he different. But mama, you my mama forever, I'm your son forever. You got my heart forever, I'm gonna love you forever. I got your back, you got mine, and that's a fact, mama. And I'ma tell you again, I'm sorry for the drama.
I must have sold a million dollars.
There we go. That's good. That's good old Stitches. That's the rapper's name. Another one I like is this one.
Girl, you've been through pain. I've been through the same. I'm about to show you that your life can really change. Fuck with me, girl, and I show you what it could be. Fuck with me, girl, and I show you what it could be. $20 million, we gon' spend that shit together. All out in every city, we gon' be rich forever. He gave you a taste, I'd rather give you it all. He gave you a taste, I'd rather give you it all. The darkness around me, that's probably why I shine so much.
I shine.
I know what it feels like to starve. That's probably why I grind so much.
I've
been broke, but now I'm rich. I've been real, I've never been a bitch. You just talk, you just rapping. I'm in the streets, I'm really trapping. First class flights, if not, I'm on a private jet. Big bitch told me go get a life. I told that bitch I'm living it.
It's up in that dawn of Quran. Make a sweat like the sauna is on. Girl, you know I rock Louis Vuitton. And I smoke weed till my problems are gone.
I'm addicted to codeine, I don't ever wanna stop. If I see them red and blue lights, I'm running from the cops. I'm a criminal, I will never change, I remain the same. And if you be my rider, girl, I'll put you onto this game. Girl, you've been through pain, I've been through the same. I'm about to show you that your life can really change. Fuck with me, girl, and I'll show you what it could be. Fuck with me, girl, and I'll show you what it could be. $20 million, we gon' spend that shit together. All out in every city, we gon' be rich forever. He gave you a taste, I'd rather give you it all. He gave you a taste, I'd rather give you it all.
I don't gotta lie, girl, you know that my life is the truth.
I'm a real G if I'm in or I'm out of the booth.
World talk.
What you spend on your coupe? I just spend on my shoes. Codeine make me numb.
Oh, yeah.
And I just popped the blue.
Don't got love for my father.
Never.
Cause he never cared.
Father.
Don't got love for my father.
Cause he wasn't there.
Father.
He used to beat up my mama.
Girl.
A whole
whole lot of drama. It'll fuck me up in my head, and it left me with the trauma. Fall in love with a girl, I did it before. But love can get really complicated, especially when I'm on tour. So tell me, where do we stand? Is it sex or am I your man? Up in public, holding your hand. We both got haters, who gives a damn?
Girl, you've been through pain, I've been through the same. I'm about to show you that your life can really change. Fuck with me, girl, when I show you what it could be. Fuck with me, girl, when I show you what it could be. $20 million, we gon' spend that shit together. Ball out in every city, we gon' be rich forever. He gave you a taste, I'd rather give you it all. He gave you a taste, I'd rather give you it all.
That's another good old Stitches. But those are a couple songs of his I like. There's a few songs of his I like, and those are just two of them. His most famous song that he did when he started off was the song called Brick in Your Face. That was basically one of his, see, it's not coming up with. See, if I type in just the name Stitches, it will take you to the song by Shawn Mendes, which I don't want. So we're looking at the Stitches rapper. Oh, here we go. I'm on Wikipedia page looking up Stitches' name. The rapper's real name is Philip Nicholas Katsibanis. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 in June. But he's better known by his stage name, Stitches, as an American rapper. But before I dropped in the name Stitches, he went by the name Little Phil. He released his first he released a mixtape back in 2014, called No Snitching in My Statement. And then it was followed up by a debut album in 2015. And his debut album was titled For Drug Dealers Only. It says that Katsibanis was born on June 17, 1995 in, Miami, Florida, to Esther and his mother's name was Esther and his father's name was Alexander. And they divorced when Stitches was a year old. Stitches is of Greek and Cuban descent, and he grew up in Kendall, Florida, which is a suburb of Miami. The rapper said that he began selling cocaine and guns to support himself after moving to South Beach, Florida, after he moved from Miami to South Beach, Florida. At one point, he was married. He got married when he was, 17 years old, back in 2012. And then he divorced his wife 5 years later, but that marriage resulted in 3 kids. Now, the albums that he's released, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 albums. Each album is called, For Drug Dealers Only, Tales of a Drug Lord, Cocaine Holiday, I Need Rehab, Bipolar, Time for Murder, and Married to the Bricks. And he released four mixtapes. The four mixtapes are No Snitching in My Statement, Brick Bible, Supply and Demand, and Brick Bible 2. He's been rapping since 2014, so he started off rapping when he was 19 years old, and then the style of hip-hop that he does is listed as trap and horrorcore. So those are the style of rap that he does. But I only found out about him because there was an actual radio station that I listened to when I'm in the car with my mother, and this one radio station that I was listening to was talking about that particular song called Brick in Your Face, which is the only reason why I found out about him. So I actually had to go look it up to see who he was and what he sounded like. Even though I don't care about the show, but the TV show View, The View, suspended Whoopi for comments that she made about the Holocaust, where she said it wasn't about race, but it was. So basically, because she said the Holocaust wasn't about race, she got suspended for 2 weeks. But like I said, this is episode 78. Maybe I'll be back in the next week if I find something. And hopefully I'll find a job that pays about the $13 an hour that I was getting before. Because I'm not going to take a job for anything less than $13. Unless the job pays close to the $13. I'm hoping I find a job that pays at least $13 or more. Because that's technically what I'm worth. If not more. I said technically, if you think about it. In the eight months I've been working at Longhorn, I was making $13, so now technically I'm worth $14 to $15. So technically I should be applying to jobs that pay $15 or more. But I guess we'll find that out if I can find anything like that. So far I haven't had any luck. And Tom Brady officially announced his retirement yesterday, so he's done. Guy played 22 years in football. I said, I don't care for football, but 22 years is a long fucking time for a goddamn quarterback to play. And the only one that ever played that long was frickin' Brett Favre, who played 20-some years. So he was along for a long time, too. Most quarterbacks, they're done within 2 to 3 years. And stuff like that. But they were able to play long enough to do that. And let's see what we got here. Anything else? The Closet Republican Kristen Sinema is reigning in GOP donations. She's a Closet Republican. There's rumors that Trump ripped up January 6th records. Let's see if that's even true. It looks like that might be true. It looks like he ripped up documents. Now, technically, if you want to claim you're innocent, you should keep those documents, but we know Trump isn't innocent. That's why he tried to rip them up. But, anyway, I'll let you guys go, and hopefully I'll be back next week with a better-paying job. But I guess we'll find that out. So...